There lived a lass in London town, both handsome, fair, and witty. Another such could not be found in country nor in city. She lived by her wits, she lived by her wits, which made her many a bargain. She turned a whore and got no more, but fourpence halfpenny farthing. A lusty lad, a waterman, did see her when 'twas early. He did admire her gloves and fan, and courted her most rarely. But he got kissing by it, he got kissing by it, and spent his pay to a farthing. He hugged all night till it was light, and got the pox i' the bargain. A seaman that did want a voyage, a crown he freely lent her. Then briskly he did go on board, and to the straits did venture. But she was a fireship, she was a fireship, her deck not worth a farthing. He cursed and swore, and called her a whore, and would not stand to the bargain. A scrivener found her at a shop, and asked if she sold parchment. Quoth she, "I'll show you soft and white, if you will be my merchant." "'Tis good," said she, "it sinks," quoth he, "I'm cheated in my bargain." Quoth she, "I think your pen wants ink, you write not worth a farthing." A tailor that was out of work inquired if she was nimble. Quoth she, "If you'll find chalk and shear, I'll fit you with a thimble." But he got cabbage bite, he got cabbage bite, that was not worth a farthing. He sewed a stitch and got the itch, and spoiled his needle to the bargain. A young man of the gentle craft, a journeyman shoemaker, did gravely kiss her in the dark, and took her for a Quaker. He set her down upon her lap, and there struck up a bargain. His all was not, the lady laughed, "You do not earn a farthing." A cooper that did bear about a mallet and a driver, he swore that he her mind would ease, and of her grief deprive her. He clasped her round about the waist, and turned her up to ride her. He made her stoop, and drove a hoop, but she was ne'er the tighter. A lawyer he did smile on her, and asked if she was pliant. "Dumb prosecutors plead at my bar, yet you shall be my client." She for a trick his gold did pick, and left him never a farthing. She got money by it, she got money by it, and bragged of her fine bargain. At last there came a joiner bold, was handsome, brisk, and airy. Without delay he fell to work, and he the wench did carry. "I have," quoth he, "an auger sharp, if you'll find board, I'll bore it. I'll drive a nail that will not fail, though there's been none before it." You iron-hearted London maids that never speak discreetly to lovesick lovers when they come at night to use you sweetly, take here example by this nymph, not to chase nor to wanton, but live by your wits, and live by your wits, like Mrs. Malmark Anton.